came down to the light of the day, they missed it. Days of Noah, everybody ain't bad. But that sometimes that's our concept. They go to church and they good people. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. But see, God has called us to positionally place us, amen, in the body. Right? Amen. Not saying that, you know, everybody in denomination is on their way to hell. Right? Because when it comes down to eternal life and rapture, things of that nature, that's all been predetermined by God before we ever even got here. Right? See, you just got to know where you stand. Your place in Scripture. See? Well, sometimes folks try to worry about other folks' place in Scripture and don't even know what their own place in Scripture. Right? See, the hardest thing out there, even at home a lot of times is, you know, they get me, but Brother Smiley, you know, they're good people because, you know, we got good friends and all that. Listen, I'm not going to put the people in hell, right? But in every age, they had to hear from the spirit of that day. Right? He that has an ear, let them hear. Right? Everybody's not going in the rapture. Everybody's not in the body. But everybody that's not in the body and that's not going to the rapture ain't going to hell. Let me move on. Somebody say, move on, brother. Yeah, I could take a text on that. Right? But Paul was like, hey, let me move from that. Now watch, he says, for now remember our text tonight. The fear of the ministry, right, and the commission of the Father to present the right kind of woman, right? Now, here he says, for I am jealous over you. Now, this jealousy that he's speaking of is not carnal jealousy, right? Oh, Lord, where my note? Help us, Jesus. Something I wrote down. Because see, there's an effect of human jealousy, and it's negative. Right? Yeah. Humanistic, and Paul is not dealing with anything carnal, anything natural, but it's all spiritual. Right? But human negativity is negative. The results of it is all negative. But godly jealousy, watch this, is a concern for holiness, integrity, purity of ethics, and the whole of the Christian standards. Right? And that's the thing that sometimes lay people miss. Right?
Brother Jack, just I tell you what, he that we just can't do nothing.
But you got to understand godly jealousy. Right? Amen. Godly jealousy. The concern for holiness. Uh-huh. See? Because without you won't see the Lord. Integrity, purity of ethics, which this world has none. Right? And the whole of Christian standards. See? If there wasn't a man that stood for something, could you imagine the condition of spirit and truth in Bible Truth Tabernacle? Huh? We could look back and some of the older saints, Sister Burroughs and some of them, Sister Brown, that kind of group came up. You know, looking at Mother Burroughs Church, for instance. Maybe Troy remember when he was a little boy. Right? Pentecost. That was a time where it was just pure holiness, integrity, and everything else. But look what happened when the standard was dropped. When one person came through the church with Mary Kay. Huh? One person came through the church with Mary Kay, probably was a prominent person in the church. Huh? And look what happened over time. See? And God trying to move a church, you know, into the head, but then somebody anointed that comes in with Mary Kay and in a ministry. I'm telling you, it's hard to manage people. Huh? Because sometimes there's times when you just got to take a stand and say, nope, 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 nope. I'm telling you something. No matter whether it's your children, whether it's your spouse, it's hard to manage people. It's hard to keep a word standard because there's so many influences. It was influences in the days of Paul, right? It was influences. I wish I could get to it tonight. It was seducing clergy spirits in the days of Paul that were influencing the church. And sometimes, you know, they call to it. Sometimes they parking lot. And sometimes they got women preacher hats on. But, you know, it's all the same, especially in the days that we're living in. But I'm going to move on. Somebody say move on, Brother Smiley. Now I got a lot. Now I got a whole lot here. I'm loaded now. This tablet full. But so that what is Paul trying to do? Paul is trying to get them to see his position and what his concern is and what he's actually trying to do. That's the hardest thing to get people to see. We have an objective. We have something that we're looking at based upon the word of God. And sometimes you got to be patient because people sometimes just don't see it. And I learned that. I have to really be patient, right? Because you don't want to damage the people. Sometimes people get spiritual amnesia. It's just a whole lot that goes along with it, right? And you want to be long-suffering with people because sometimes God is long-suffering with you. See? I'm telling you, man, I can't flip the script because I know that God is long-suffering with me. Y'all ought to preach with me. Huh? See, you see how sometimes we're short. We're short with the preacher. We're short with our children. We're just short. Not realizing what if God was just short. Somebody say, move on, Brother Smiley. Huh? We've got to have patience, right? But he said, for I'm jealous over you with godly jealousy. For once, he says, for I have espoused you to one husband. Right? One head.
That's right.
You cannot serve God and mammon at the same time.
That's right.
Right? You know what, church? We're right at a place where you gotta make a choice.
Yes.
Right? Everybody's given a choice. You choose the church and the choosing of a bride. You choose the church. You choose the man. You choose the woman. It's all about a choice, but you got to make a choice. Right? Young people got to make a choice. Huh? See? One of the things, a statement that I use at church all the time. You got to come God's provided way. You got to find God's provided way. You know, Now it seems like, well, it don't look like God's doing nothing. It don't look like nothing happening in this age. And what happened to all the young people? It look like you old preachers, y'all missing the boat. I ain't one of those. I'm not one of those. I'm clear in my understanding. Huh? People just got to make a choice. Right? Who you going to be married to? It's a choice. See? You can't force people to serve God. Young or old or in between. We got all kind of little spirits going on around the message now. Huh? Everybody rising up, young preachers and young folks with all kind of nonsense. Let me tell you something. You got to find God's provided way. Right? I'm going to tell you something that's really powerful. No matter what you do, right? What you do, what you say, you can't come next. God called you. That's scary to think about. If we scripturally look at this age, scripturally, the days of Noah, look how few went in the ark. Out of literally million. See, all of these things, you know, people got to keep in mind. The old folks and the old preachers and the old church, they missing it. No, we ain't missing it. You just got to find out what God's provided way is.
Yeah, right.
You got to come the same way, right? That everybody else through the Bible came.
Amen.
Make a choice.
Yeah.
I'm going to live for God, period.
Amen.
I'm going to live for God, period. If I fall, I'm going to get back up because I'm a righteous man. A righteous man falls a lot of times. A righteous man now.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about a sinner. We talking about a righteous man fall, what, by 70 times or something like that? Huh? But they got back up again because they're righteous.
Yeah.
See? But you got to make a choice. I don't care if you're young, old, or 80 years old. You got to make a choice. Right? My resolve is that I'm going to live for God.
Yeah.
Regardless of Facebook and this book and that book. You know what? I told some of the saints, I said, you know, I got some sick of Facebook till I got off it.
Yeah.
I deleted my page. Now, y'all don't have to go delete your page. I ain't telling you that. This ain't no delete your page doctrine. I'm talking about me. I just got so sick of it. I just said, you know what? And then, so I don't know what's going on and what everybody's saying. I just got off it. I just got off it.
Yeah.
My daughter-in-law, she was like, you did? She was like, I can't. All the work I put into my page and this and that, I ain't gonna let that. I like, that's you, keep yours. I got off it.
Yeah.
I got sick of it.
Yeah.
I got sick of the nonsense. You know, I be this close to blasting people. I'm telling you, when I read something, I'll be like, boy, I tell you what, Lord, help us, help me, Jesus.
Right.
I just be, and I say, now, I ain't going to help nobody.
Because right.
They're going to say, Brother Smiley, a troll.
Uh-huh.
He trolling people page. And all I say, you know, I'm going to just get off it so I don't know what these people doing. So I can have a liberty that when I go anywhere and preach, I don't know what you're posting, what you're doing. If the Holy Spirit lead me, I'm just going to say it, and it's going to be up to you. All right, let me move on. Somebody say, keep moving. But he espoused them to one head. Right? You got to make a choice. You can't love two men at the same time. It's totally, you cannot do it. You can't love two people. Not correctly.
Right.
I love him. But I love him too. You deceived. You need help. You can't do it. It's impossible. The Bible said it. Right? Hey, amen. If we could make, you know what? I told my church, I said, if we could get people to make a choice, right? I say, you know, because I can't help nobody, young or old, until they make a decision to serve God. And from that point, I can work with them to bring them to a place of perfection. Other than, no matter how much emotions, you know, we done did the emotional thing for 20 years. Right? And I'm not against emotions. That's wonderful. But I realize if you scripturally look at the day of Pentecost, right? Peter preached and the other brothers stood up and amen the word. It was the preaching of the gospel. Come on. It was the preaching of the gospel that pricked the heart of the people. Huh? And they said, you know, men and brethren, what must we be saved? They was willing to make a choice. They heard something that they identified with, that they agreed with. Men and brethren, what must we do to, amen, be saved? Right? Come on. That has not changed. It still takes the preaching of the gospel. How can you hear unless a preacher preach? He got to be sent. Amen. See, all this other stuff is nonsense. Amen. You got to, because if we don't approach it this way, then what we're saying is that we're smarter than God. Come on. Come on. Come on. When God set the standard, when there was nobody for God to communicate with, God set the standard. It's God's program, God's plan. And God say, if you follow it, amen, you know, it's almost like following a yellow brick road. You'll get back to Kansas. You'll find your way back. But if you deviate from the plan of God, this ain't Brother Somali's plan. See, it can't be your plan and your thoughts and all of this stuff. And your feeling, well, if we'll do it. It will not work. It really won't work. If I implement anything outside of what God has implemented, it will not work. Right? God will have to reject it because God said, well, Smiley, you were smarter than me. Your plan was a whole, it don't work like that. If from point A, from the day of Pentecost, when they came out, they preached, souls were pricked and came in and really received something, right? See, a lot of times people be screaming and hollering and rolling around down there, and when they get up, because I did it. I mean, my first experiences, you know, before I came to Florida, I had some experiences. No, I was in Florida. That's right. I was in Florida. Well, I had different places, but I was in Florida. I remember, boy, they had me in Pentecostal church. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Come on, baby. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, baby. I was like, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I'm going to slide because y'all telling me to slide. But when I got up, I went straight back to the corner and got a deal.
My Lord.
Huh? That's right. But I came to a point where I made a decision, right? I say, Lord, you know what? If you don't do something for me today, I was like John Ryan or something, one of them guys. Whoever that was, he said, if you don't do something for me right, if you're going to come back, you're going to find my bones in the field. Yeah. You see, people just ain't desperate enough. Because when you get desperate, desperation moves God. Move God on the scene. But a lot of times people be playing. See, they come to church. And that's why they stop coming, because they come in and the word, they be condemned. They be condemned, right? Because they know better. So they say, well, we ain't coming. Right? But the problem is they ain't in church. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep moving because I ain't going to get to my point. How much time I got, Troy? I got about 30 more minutes. What time, Brother Jack, closed? Don't tell me that tonight. Now, I'm not home, so I feel a little freedom. Sunday, I had an interpreter. Tonight, I ain't got no interpreter. So, But He says, for I'm jealous over you. I have espoused you to one husband that I may. Now, let me read this and then we'll come in. I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Right? Wow. What inspiration. See, you say, well, what Paul is trying to do? Paul is trying to really get them to see and understand what his ministry entails, what he's actually doing, right? Something that Paul is looking back to. I was telling the church, and I was thinking about the scripture there in Genesis, just dealing with a virgin. And I was telling them, you look at Eliezer, right? Yeah. See, you can't break, you cannot break the theme of the Bible. Right. When you go back, now watch redemption. Redemption takes us all the way back to the beginning, right? And what we find if we go back to the Genesis, the first church, right? What God gave his son was a virgin.
Right?
She played the part of a harlot. But what God presented to Adam was pure, was perfection. Right? That's what God presented. That thing can't change. That thing can't change. I'm going to get into something in a second. That thing cannot change. Paul, watch Paul. Paul's looking back to Genesis, right? Then he picks up Eliezer, right? Could you see the responsibility? A lot of times people don't realize this, and people want to be preachers, and you want to be this, and you don't really realize the responsibility that goes along with ministry. That's a real serious responsibility. You're going to have to give account. Real true ministry ain't about being popular, because a lot of times you aren't popular, right? When Abraham called Eliezer and told him to go get a bride for his son Isaac, could you imagine the pressure? Go back and read it. The pressure that Eliezer was up under, like, whoa, this is a big task. This is a big task. It's like, because I cannot present, right? Watch what we hit. I cannot present to my master's son anything outside of a virgin. Outside of what is pure. Outside of what is wholesome. Huh? Because it deals with character. Right? Look at the fella who was looking for a little bride. Right? The rich man's son went to the country. Huh? And what was he looking for? What was wholesome, what was pure. Because what was in Chicago was whoredom. Right. Y'all don't talk to me now. Huh? And see, Eliezer knew that he could not present to Abraham's son a whore. Something that was already tampered with and touched. It had to be pure. It had to be a virgin. And you see the responsibility. He's like, oh man, like, oh God, this is pressure. Abraham told him, look, let me tell you something. You know, it's good to get fatherly instruction. Well, I guess because his kids don't want to follow the father. He's an old folk and he don't understand, and he this and he that. We'll leave that alone. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, move on, Brother Friday. The responsibility that he had, Abraham said, listen, don't you go to the streets. Don't you go to the world. Well, I go to the world. And he said, No, you go amongst my people. Right. Oh, my. We've changed that. Sister Brown, I don't know what done happened to folk now. Folk, but Troy, folk used to believe that. We used to, you know, folk used to, but now we go to the world. I heard this been a good little minute ago. I heard a young sister that grew up around a message say, "I don't want no message, boy." I'm like, "You don't. You want a tug, huh?" Somebody going to slap that head up 5 or 6 times. Cause your daddy to go to jail, huh? What? You should want somebody that love the Lord. Somebody that's going to treat you right. I don't want no Christian boy. Lord have mercy. Abraham said, but you go amongst my people. Right? Amen. And what was he looking for? Uh-huh. He was looking for character, right. Something that was wholesome, something that was a virgin, because right. It can't break. Amen. The types of the scripture, right? It's what it's still the father. What the father is going to present right. to his son. Uh-huh. It can't be whoredom. Right? It can't be a harlot. Right? Amen. Then watch the prophet. Watch the prophet. He picks up, because he said, "Our people, Paul preach." Right? Watch inspiration. See, Bible school theology don't give you this. But the thing that the prophet of God had, he didn't get it from some theology, right? Amen. He looked back to the beginning. Say, man, the first time God gave his son a wife, he gave her a virgin, right? Looks down in the evening time. If my son is going to get anything, it's got to be a virgin. It's got to be untouched. It's got to be pure. Come on. Come on. This is why the prophet of God constantly was trying to drive it in. Showing the fallacy in all of this. All of this. All of this. All of this. Right? See? Amen. Why? Trying to get us back to the word. Back to the Bible, back to the word, not denominationalism, right? Amen. You can't approach God when I'm this, not even in the message. That's a tight statement now. If you approach when I'm just in the message, you're going to miss it. You got to come God's provided way. Now, that's not no slight. That's a revelation. I hope that didn't go over your head. Right? Because some people have that same type of mentality and attitude. But you still got to be born again. See, the prophet never took us outside of the word. He brought us back to the Bible, back to Pentecost. Right? Back to the word. Because he realized what's got to be presented to Christ has got. Because what came, the thing that God gave Adam came from Adam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You said so.
Amen.
My God.
Right?
Yes.
Amen. And the thing that Christ is getting come from him.
My.
I might take off through here. I got soft shoes on tonight. I'd like to take off and run right now. Right? See, what came from Christ at Calvary, this smitten bride was a perfect word bride. It's got to be word on word. Right? Now, I ain't got a bunch of quotes up here, but I know what I'm talking about. Now, if y'all need them, I got a phone and Jack got a computer. But I hope y'all don't need them. I hope y'all got y'all spiritual thinking caps on. Right? Amen. Because we're talking about Christ. And anytime we're looking at Christ, we're looking at perfection. We're looking at purity. We're looking at ethics. Right? We're looking at holiness. We're looking at all things good. Right? See, there's no way that Christ will ever marry a harlot. Come on. Come on. There's no way that Christ will ever marry a harlot. Something that's been manhandled. Tamper with and touch, he ain't going to do it. Right? She's got to be word upon word upon word upon word upon word upon word. Brother Branham crazy. No, he ain't. He's a false prophet. No, he wasn't. Amen. The man had spiritual insight. Yes, Lord. Huh? The man had spiritual insight. Let me tell you something. Man, I couldn't have saw all of this, the things that I see nowadays, if it wasn't for the message of the hour. Amen. 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 Then watch this. I got 15 minutes. Y'all gonna stay with me for 15 minutes? Okay. So then he says, I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But watch this. He says, but I fear lest by any means, right, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. Now watch Paul. See, Paul still working with Genesis. Look at inspiration. Look at Paul. Paul looking at the church. Right? Look at Brother Smiley looking at the church. Huh? The fear of the ministry. Paul looks back, amen, at Genesis, at the first church, and he see, amen, the serpent, which once is some slithery something, but a man. Well, part beast, but part man, closest thing it was the man, right? That could speak, that could reason, that could talk, right? The prophet of God said the problem that Eve had was she stopped to listen.
That's right,
amen. She opened up the wound of her mind.
Yes.
So you watch people in this hour. They're stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And they're opening up their mind.
That's right.
They're opening up their mind. That sounds reasonable. That's exactly what Eve did. But listen now, Eve had the simplicity of God, the perfect interpretation of the word of God. As long as she would have stayed with that, she would have lived. She would have lived. But the moment she stopped, she opened up the wound of her mind. Now go back to spoken word as original seed. Right? He sowed a seed.
Right?
Right?
Yes.
Look at the seed that he sowed. It was a seed of death. It was a hybrid seed, a seed of discrepancy.
Yes.
Look from that to the adultery, and then look at the wreckage.
Yes.
The oneness was broken. The harmony in the family was broken. Why? Because she stopped. Huh? Go back and read it. Right? She stopped. She opened up the wound of her mind. Satan, right? Subtle. Paul comes on the scene and say, huh? I see the same thing happening here. Right? I see, it's the same spirit, right? That's just anointing men in this day. When I brought y'all the revealed word of the hour, right? I gave y'all the hidden mysteries, things that was hid from the foundations of the world. Is that what Paul said? That what I got, what I'm giving is the things that's been hid from the foundations of the world. Huh?
Yeah.
And then these anointed ones, Right? These anointed ones, they come on the scene and say, well, who is Paul? Who is Paul? Same spirit. Who is Paul? Who is Paul? I mean, if Paul, how can Paul say he's something when he, look at him, he ain't got but one coat. Huh? He got one coat. He gotta work. He destitute. What kind of, you know, his buddy walked away from him. Demons say, man, it's like, Paul, man, how could you even, man, fix your mouth to say that you're a man of God? God was hidden, revealed in simplicity. We miss God in simplicity. See? Demons looking at Paul. Hey, how can you say you're a man of God? You tell a man with the kind of ministry that you've been given, the kind of revelation that you've been given. Even you go into the 12th chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Uh-huh. Where Paul was just kind of playing with their mind. We're talking about, Paul could have had something to boast. But God gave him, because of the abundance of revelation, a messenger of Satan to buffet him. To give him blow after blow.
Yeah, my
huh? Because of the depth of the revelation. Paul operating up under, amen, a lying anointing, a teaching anointing, right, to rightly divide the word of God to the, yeah, to the church. But then those false anointed ones come. Then Paul, by inspiration, picks him up and look, amen, the Genesis. Right? And he sees the serpent.
Right.
He sees the serpent, amen, approaching the church from an intellectual standpoint. You can't reason with the devil. Huh? Look what he did at Nicaea. The same devil. After the church was established on the word. Right? The correct Godhead, the correct order of baptism. I mean, watch. You see it, Book of Acts. You see it. They had everything in common. One mind. They believed the same thing. But then the devil. You can see in the seventh seal when the prophet of God, he makes this statement. He said, why God kept that thing back? Because he said if he'd have put it out through the ages, he said the devil would have done a lot of damage. Look what the devil has done since the seals has been opened. Look at the damage that he's done since the seals has been opened. So could you imagine what it would have been if he would have released those things in the first age? Oh, Lord. We wouldn't know how to get back to God.
Hmm?
Yeah. I'm going to close. Right? He says, I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve. We spiritual Eve. Huh? Through his subtlety. Not right in your face. Right? Just a little. Like, look at, you know, the Ephesian age. Right? With a little seed. A little something that seems so inoffensive. This ain't gonna hurt nothing.
Right?
A little deed. In that age, a little deed, a little sand, you know, look at the thing. It was taken from, it wasn't added to the church. It was taken from the church, right? Taking your position, taking your place. Well, we'll give it to one man. Huh? I think Brother Jack just finished the church ages or something, didn't he? Hmm? We'll give all the ability and anointing and everything to this just one man and everybody else kind of, you know, we try to sit and absorb the things that he's saying and then, you know, we could just kind of live any kind of life we want to live and, you know, it just seemed like, it's like, you see where that's error? The devil trying to take your position, your place, your authority.
Right?
To do that, to give all of the power and the position to one man, what that does for you? Where's your adoption?
Right. Amen.
Where's your adoption? Where's your placing? Where's your power?
Glory.
Huh?
Right.
You know what I said? It's in that one fella. There he is right there. See, you see the error? We go back 30 years. Right? Yeah. When we were up under a certain ministry. where you know, all of the power and the position was given to this one man in this one man's church. But then, where's your power? Where's your position? Where's your place in the body? And to show that it was error, 1 year after the man goes off the scene, the whole thing is in ruins. Huh? Why? Because it wasn't based upon the word. Right? Look at the hour that we're living in. Look at the subtlety of the serpent. This is the thing, as a ministry, I fear. Right? Look, keep moving. Keep it moving. Right? Close up the wound of your mind. Right? So when people say, well, Brother Branham ain't Elijah and Brother Branham ain't this, keep moving. Don't try to reason. I'll study. I'm going to study. And see, that's the same thing that Eve did. Watch. Eve tried to study with the serpent without Adam. I'm going to jump through these chairs. Huh? Eve tried to have Bible study with the serpent without Adam. And look what happened. Broke the church. Broke up everything. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. God gave y'all a head. Huh? You can't study with everybody. You can't listen to everybody. Because things sound good. You got to have discernment. Let me tell you something. Man, I listen to sometimes people, you know, folks can say some stuff that, boy, be sounding so good. Be like, no, that ain't right. That ain't right. That's not right. See, you folk, young people, young preachers, huh? Amen. Bible had Bible study without the pastor. Okay, you keep feeding on that foolishness if you want to. You'll kill yourself. Huh? Don't realize the devil is setting them up. Huh? See? And this is what people miss. They don't come God's provided way. And when you don't come God's provided way, amen, you call somebody to get killed.
Oh, God.
Look at David. Boy, I gotta go.
Huh?
Look at David. David had good intentions. But look who he consulted. Y'all ought to preach with me now. Huh? Did he consult the pastor? He didn't consult the pastor. He didn't consult the prophet. Huh? I'm a consult intellectual men, the captains of so many. Boy, people who gonna pat you on the back. My dog, my boy. People that, you know, that afraid to hurt your feelings. Or with no real true concept of the word. Go up, David. Huh? Do it. Go get it. Go get it. And and bring it back. Huh? Praise God. The shout of the king is in the camp. They made up a song. Shout of the king is in the camp. The shout of the king, the shout of the king. Shout of the king is in the camp. Huh? Broke the word. Right? And instead of them finding what the will of God is and coming, God provided way. Right? God, there's a process of approach to things. They figure we build this new car. Oh, yeah. We build this little new thing, this new cart, because, see, the old preachers, you know who, they outdated. So we start this new little, you know, millennial thing, you know, this new cart, because, see, the old way don't work. It's outdated. Putting the ark on the shoulders of a Levite.
Right.
Huh? God provided way. Huh? Well, you know what? We'll build a new cart because the old way, it just, you know, that's just the old way. We need something new. We need something fresh. Huh? They went up and got it, and when that thing started tilting, A good man got killed because of wrong inspiration. See, if they would have consulted Nathan would have consulted God. And God would tell them, go get it. But remember to bring it back on the shoulders of the Levites. Because it's the Levites that patch the word of God. You know when, I got to go, but I'm feeling good. You notice when Joshua was crossing over into the land, right? God told him, look, you tell them people whatever they do, you put the preachers out first. Tell them to stand a little bit back. Don't get too close. Not in carnality now. I believe I'm untouchable, nothing like that. But you got to come God's provided way, right? And look what God did. But anytime man start getting in the way and bringing his ideas, a new car, a new way, a new system.
Right.
Look what it did.
Right.
That man touched that thing, that man died. The whole thing was ruined. Now everybody looking crazy. A man dead. Probably a woman was husbandless. Huh? Y'all don't talk to me now. You can't be listening to everybody and their foolishness. How your home's broke. Your spirituality broke. Your kids, man. You can't listen to everybody. Well, see, I ain't going to go to Brother Jack. Why? Why you ain't going to go to Brother Jack? Huh? Why? Tell me why you ain't going to go to Brother Jack. Huh? Because you know what? He going to be like Michael. Huh? Every time I want to do something, he say no. Huh? Every time. We want to have fun, but every time he say no, you can't do it. Then he call Brother Smiley and they get together and just say no. Huh? That's what I'm talking about. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can do things, but you got to do things the right way. You need structure. You need order to keep folk from getting killed. We want to get somebody. Y'all better get somebody up here because I feel good right now. I thought I was tired. Huh? That's right. They always saying no. You know how it is in the home. Y'all parents. Every time I tell them, my daddy always saying no. My mama always telling me no. I can't go this way. I can't do that. I can't do nothing.
Amen.
You can, but I'm protecting you.
Amen.
I'm protecting you.
Amen.
That's right.
Right? Amen. I'm protecting you. I'm your God. It ain't that you can't do things, but I want you to do things that's not going to hurt you. That's not going to affect you. That's not going to something that you got to live with 30 years down the road. Come on. Come on. Let me tell you something. What kind of man would I be? Right? Knowing that my kids, and I just, you know, and I know they, it is what it is. But I listen. I'm not the stranger. Right?
I
look at things totally different. Why? I've been in the world. Come on. All the parents that had a little taste of it, let me see your hands. See, it's a whole lot of y'all. Y'all taste a little bit of it. Huh? I think you have the advantage. You can see it from the natural and the spiritual. I said, don't do that. That's going to hurt you. Don't do that. That's going to hurt you down the line. Huh? It's hurting me to tell you, but it don't be hurting me. I don't be hurt by it. It's just that I want to protect my children. Huh? I want to protect them. I want to protect my church. Don't do it. Michael, let me tell you something. If you just give us the word now, we'll make you somebody. We'll make you somebody now. Let me go up and pray. But, no, God said don't do it. See, that's what I'm talking about. Then here comes, let the musicians come on. You get a false anointed one. But I tell you what, God said, go up. You're going to drive them out. Slap my, you know, we be sometimes getting spiritually slapped in the mouth. Shut up. Go on up there. Put him, you know, in a prison. I deal with him when I get back. Okay, if you make it back, then you can deal with me. Huh? How many times church folk done slap God's servant in the mouth and say, shut up, I'm going to do what I want to do. Y'all better get this mic. I feel God. Huh? Shut up. You don't know that I'm old folky, don't let us do nothing. Michael, the same spirit in the chest today. Shut up. It ain't about a man. It's about God.
Amen.
It's about God trying to protect you.
Yes.
Well, we can't never. No, I don't want to see you go out there and become a drunk, a prostitute, some, right? Not me. Okay. What makes folk think? In this age, think they anything different than other folk? Sin will take you further than you want to go. I can handle it. Handle what? What makes your DNA any better than my DNA? If I couldn't handle it, and I'm a pretty tough fella, Sister Michelle. I'm from the raw. Huh? I'm old school. I done seen some stuff. I done been some places. And I couldn't handle it. Place in position, you'd be so scared. Like, Lord, if you just get me out of this, I won't do it no more. Huh? You be up in some situation like, Lord, how in the world? In the world I done let folk talk me into this one. Lord, don't let me die. You be crossing like a Catholic and everything else. Jesus. I'm telling you. Man, I done been in some situation, be like, Jesus, feet don't fail me now. Huh? Running so fast, it's like, you know, guy, you know, but trying to make your way on up, whoever I'm going to get this mic to. You know, hey, man, I know, you know, they used to call me Turtle. But boy, when we in trouble and the police after us, and buddy, I'm talking about guys I knew was fast, ordinarily. Fast, track star. Police after us. Bullets flying. When they dipping and dabbing, I'm right on their tail. They like, smiling. I done had them smiling. Boy, ain't know you can run like that. I'm scared. I ain't going to jail or I ain't going to get killed. So when you step, I'm going to be right with you because you're going to have to get up tall. Huh? So you think I, and it's worse now. I'm showing up scared now. I ain't bothering with a baby now. Google Gaga. Man. I ain't bothering nobody. Young man. I was a day and I'm going to let y'all go. I was on the job and, you know, I was around about a couple of white guys and they were talking about something and moving. We was kind of all in each other's way. And they're like, well, you're going to move out your way. Boy, we all, you're a big dude. I'm like, yeah, I'm a big dude, but I don't go that way no more. I ain't doing all that fighting and all that. Y'all can have it. See you later. I'm going, hey, walk out y'all way. Cause boy, I ain't in all that good of shape no more, bro, Troy. He like, look at here. Cause I know, you know, if I have to hit the ground, it's over with for me because I can't hardly get up. You see me trying to get up off chairs and whatnot now. Like, Lord, am I going to make it? I used to laugh at old folk. You be seeing them rocking. Take all that forward motion to get you up out of chair now. Man, please, I ain't bothering nobody. Get on your knee. Man, please, I'm going to pray standing up. Man. You love the Lord? Amen. Amen. I just trust that just something was said. I'm going to tell you something, church. Don't ever let nobody fool you. There's a richness. There's a richness. God, if you study, that's the problem. People don't study. You got to study the message. You can't tell me about the message if you ain't studying it. You can't criticize it if you ain't studying it and being inspired. Well, you got to study. You got to study. Don't let Brother Jack do it all for you. You got to study for yourself. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Let the church say amen. 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 Say amen again. Amen. Amen. Would you enjoy that? Amen. We give thank Brother Willie for, amen, getting himself out of the way. Amen. Amen. And preaching to our hearts. Amen. I'm sure everybody got something out of that. I sure did. You know. Amen. And let's sing this little song. I love the old time preaching. I love the old time way. I love the old time preaching, shouting, preaching, praying. I love the old time way. So when I think of my Redeemer, all along the way, amen, amen. Amen, amen. When I think of my Redeemer, all along the way, there is joy, joy in my heart. Oh, I love the old time preaching, shouting. I love the old time way. I love the old time preaching, shouting, preaching, praying. I love the old time way. Oh, when I think of my Redeemer, all along the way, amen, amen, amen.
amen. When I think of my Redeemer all along the way, there is joy, joy in my heart.
One more time.
Oh, I love the old time preaching, shouting. I love the old time way. Oh, I love the old time preaching, shouting. Oh, I love the old time way.
Amen. Amen. I surely appreciate that. Willie was talking about, you know, it just ain't like it used to be. Amen. You could tell how, amen, the love of men, and they just backslid in a backslidden condition. It ain't like it used to be. On a Wednesday night, the old Pentecostal church would be, a little church this side, be packed. Old mother drumming over there, they ain't had nothing but a bass drum. One bass drum. You ain't need no music. Mothers in white shouting all over the place, praying for it. I mean, the place is packed. Amen. We just got to get fall back in love with Jesus. Amen. The people are so busy, so consumed with the world, so consumed with all kind of things, being successful. I got to chase my dream. The only dream you should be worried about is getting back to this word. Amen. Getting back to this word. Look, I tell you what, I got a lot on my heart, but I sure appreciate that word, Brother Willie. Sure appreciate that, boy. I tell you, you brought up like a lot of things there, running around there in Riviera Beach like a fool. Hey, buddy, you must have lost your mind. But I thank God I found it. Yeah, I thank God I found it. Amen. Before it did something, he was always, when I didn't know no better, he was looking out for me all the time. Amen. Preserving the seed. Amen. You love the Lord? Amen. We're not going to hold you. Just remember those that are in prayer. Remember our pastor. Okay, remember, no service this Friday. No adult Sunday school this Sunday. We'll have Brother Gene Gabor. Amen. He'll be preaching for us on Sunday. Amen. So we will be having prayer. We're calling all prayer warriors. Amen. To come out and sigh and cry for the abominations done in the city. Amen. To lay before the altar. Amen. To set the atmosphere. Amen. The war is still fought on our knees. Amen. And just keep those lifted up in prayer. Remember our pastor over in Israel. And all the saints. So I remember Brother Garen's aunt texted me and said that I don't know what this all of the situation, but she's in critical condition from what I understood. Keep him in your prayers. Amen. All of the saints that are not here, amen, just keep them in your prayer. If you have a need, amen, let it be signified by the uplifting of your hand as we go before the throne. Yeah. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we just, oh Lord, how we thank you, Lord God, for, Lord, this wonderful message, Lord God, this wonderful meal that you prepared for us, Lord. Thank you for it, oh Father. Lord God, how, Lord, we just been encouraged in our soul, oh Father God, to just, Lord God, to just keep on the firing line, Lord God. Lord, to stay true, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God, may the word, Lord God, Lord, just sink down into our souls, Lord God, that we not just be hearers of the word, but doers, Lord. Lord God, as the revelation was poured into us tonight, Lord God. Lord God, those that sacrificed, Lord God, and pressed their way out, Lord God. Feed them, oh Lord God. Oh Lord, we be reminded, Lord God, how the brother say, Lord God, that Christ presented Adam what he took from Adam. And Lord, how you are presenting to Christ what came
from Christ. Lord, is the pure word. Make us that pure word, oh Father. Continue to, Lord God, help us, Lord, to become and reflect all of you, Lord God. Even though we're in this flesh, Lord, we were forced into a first marriage. Lord, through the fall, Lord God. But Lord God, we've divorced that, Lord God. Lord God, and we're in another ceremony, Lord God. Take it on a new husband, oh Father God. May we reflect the character of Christ Jesus, oh Father God. Oh Lord God, help us, Lord God, as we see, Lord God, if we see anything within us, Lord God, that's not lining up with your word, maybe just stay before you, Lord God, and let you do the work within us, Lord God. Stay hungry, Lord God, and desperate for more of you, Lord God. Lord God, until you cap this thing off, oh Father God. Lord God, we just stay desperate. Lord God, don't let it get common to us, oh Lord God. We think we're there and we just get slack, Lord God, and figure out, well, we don't need to press anymore. We don't need to pray anymore. We don't need to cry out anymore. Lord, I still need to cry out for you, Lord. The subtlety of the serpent. He's subtle. He's still subtle. Lord God, may we just, Lord, stay on our knees and stay watchful and prayerful, Lord God. Lord God, we be so careful to give y'all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Be with each and every one of us as we leave this place, Lord God. Give us traveling mercy, Lord God. Be with us throughout the rest of the week till we meet back here again at the appointed time, oh Lord God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Well, please be aware that this Saturday, the time move forward, move back, fall back. 1 hour. So that means you're going to have to get up early. Later? Oh, so we can get here for prayer. Amen. We shouldn't have no problem making it for prayer. And another thing, we shouldn't have no problem if we're going to be on time for service. Yeah, we should be early. Amen. Yes, sir. We should be early for service. Amen. So, yeah, let's try and that's one thing. Yeah, let's try and improve on that. Being on time. There used to be a time when we get here 30 minutes before and get in prayer. We ain't doing that no more. But I think that's something that's needful. I understand we have our 7 o'clock prayer warriors that get here and our Wednesday and Tuesday, our Tuesday night prayer warriors. But let's try and remember to get here 30 minutes before service. And I know we have the Sunday school sometime, but let's try and get here and get in prayer and consecrate yourself. If you're not in expectation, you only get out of it what you put into it. Expectation is the breeding ground for a miracle. You got to expect it. You got to be hungry for it. Amen. Amen. So, we ask the brothers to come and we prepare to dismiss. Amen. Thank you, Brother Mike. I love the old time way. I love the old time preaching, outing, preaching, praying. I love the old time way. Oh, when I think Redeemer all along the way, amen, 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 amen. When I think of my, oh, all along the way, there is joy, joy in my heart.
burn. I loved the old time way.